You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we're powered by the SID Media. So we're going into speaking about all things men, right? Are men fragile? Men, like individuals of any other gender, may struggle with coping with failure for various reasons. And it's important to recognize that these factors are not universal. And individuals may have unique experiences and coping mechanisms that they use. So coping with failure and mistake is a universal challenge. And Christian men can draw on their faith for guidance and strength during these times. We are joined on the line by my pastor, Pastor Mbusa Matobela, who's going to be helping us to understand, you know, how can men cope with failure and mistake, you know, whenever they've done mistakes or when they feel like, yes, I have failed here. How now can they cope with that? My pastor is joining us on the line. Mfundisi Matobela, good morning. How are you? Pastor Matobela, how are you? All right, let us get him back on the line because I could see him here on the line with us so that we can speak to him there. So if you are a man and you're also listening, let me know, you know, on +27 734 703 520. That number again is +27 734 703 520. How do you cope with failure? How do you cope with mistakes? You know, if you have done a mistake, how do you cope with that? And how do you, you know, how do you handle that? Let's see if we do have Mpundi. It seems like we do not have Mpundi there on the line. Let me try call him once again there. But let me know, how do you cope with failure there? Let's see, maybe he can hear us. Pastor Matobela, hi, can you hear me? It seems that he can't hear us, but I can see that the phone has been answered. But then nonetheless, it's fine. We're going to just keep trying him there. But then you, if you are at home, let me know as a man, you know, how do you cope with how do you cope with failure there? You know, how do we then cope with mistakes? Yeah, I did say earlier on that I hope one of those mistakes, not certain things. But then I think we do have Mpundi on this particular line. Pastor Matobela, how are you? So it seems Mpundi is struggling there with network, but then nonetheless, let us go take a quick song break and see if maybe he can give us another line that we can call him on, right? So let me know on +27 734 703 520. How do you cope with failure as a man? Me, I don't know, as a woman, you know, if it was a woman's talk, maybe I would share them some advice. But as a man, how do you cope with failure?
AWR. So when you grow older and you get into a relationship that leads to marriage and the like, because of those, that participation in sports, you knew how to work as a team. You can work as a team with your partner in a better way.
This and more on Mid-Morning Empowerment, only on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
That is Emerson Mlalazi there with Jesus Paid It All. I think we've gotten another number for my pastor, Pastor Matobela. Let's see if we can hear him on this one. Mpundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, ma'am. How are you today?
I am good, Mpundiswami. We are so happy we finally got hold of you.
Thank you so much. Compliments of the missus and to everyone.
Same to you, Mpundiswami. Pastor, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Thank you so much. We are praying. Loving Father, thank you so much for giving us grace again this morning, an opportunity to listen to your word in the midst of our busy schedules. How I pray, loving Father, that your Holy Spirit may descend upon each and every heart that is listening to your word throughout the whole world. May your spirit reign and may your will be done in our lives, in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. And Mpundisi, we're speaking about all things coping with failure and mistakes. It's something that we all go through, be it you are a man or a woman. It's something that somewhere, somehow we struggle with, right? So how do you see examples of failure and redemption in the Bible? And what lessons can we draw from them?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. Let me begin by reading scripture because it is what guides our thoughts. I'm reading the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 16.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. I wish that we can underline that word, profitable for doctrine, profitable for reproof, profitable for correction, profitable for instruction in righteousness. That is the manner of God may be perfect, thoroughly finished unto good works. Now, it's a very interesting question. You go to the book, the Old Testament. Moses is inspired by God to document the order of events. And through inspiration, Moses writes the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, we find the story of Adam. I'm trying to draw maybe two, at least, examples that we can refer to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when God inspires Moses to write the book of Genesis, Moses writes the book of Genesis, and in the book of Genesis, there is a story of Adam. Adam is a man that is created by God. And when God creates Adam, God gives Adam values. These values, they make up Adam as a man that exists in the confines of the garden where God puts it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, despite the values that God gave Adam as a guiding principle for him to exist perfectly in the garden, Adam also is left with the choices to make because he's a human being. So it is interesting to note that despite the fact that God inspires Moses to write, Adam has got a right also to make his own choices about life as a man. Ultimately, what we see in the Bible narrative are mistakes. When Adam makes mistakes, those mistakes are not God's mistakes.
Okay.
They are his mistakes as Adam. When you come to the book of Romans 5:12, the Bible says sin entered through one man. And as because of that, you see, death was a result. But what is interesting me is that in the process, God comes to redeem the failure of Adam. Now, lessons that I draw from this particular narrative. When things are dark in the life of Adam as a man, like they become dark in the life of any other man. Here is one interesting thing. God comes and he gives grace to Adam. But if you read that narrative very carefully, when God comes in the darkest moment of Adam's life to give him grace, what does Adam do? Adam does not embrace grace, but he kicks grace away. Number two, Adam becomes defensive. You know, this is a problem. Every man has got actually a root in Adam.
Okay.
Yeah, well, when God comes to offer a solace of rest, Adam actually kicks everything away. He becomes defensive. Now, this concept of defensiveness is embedded in man. Until today, many have got an ego. In the postmodern generation, we speak of ego, right?
Yes, yes.
So many have got an ego, and it is this ego that it destroys a man. When I was reading in the early days of my youth, I came across a very beautiful statement. It says, vulnerability is the pathway to intimacy. Meaning to say that when you expose your intimacy to those that are in your circle, it is that particular exposition of your vulnerability that makes people to go out of their way to reach out to you. But men as a gender, they refuse to be vulnerable. You know, men will rather blame circumstances than take responsibility. That is in the nature of men. Well, when God comes to Adam and says, Adam, where are you? Have you eaten? Instead of acknowledging that I've messed up, Adam is looking for circumstances to blame so that he remains with his ego. So now, as part of trying maybe to draw solutions looking at this particular narrative, I came across one interesting thing, if not two. Men need to do what is called the fault finding or diagnosis.
Okay.
Because men has got a problem. But men will not come down to the level where he must be in a position to acknowledge that he has got a what? He has got a problem. Now, it is in the nature of men to find themselves running. Actually, they've got nowhere to run as they try to run. Now, you come to our social setting today.
Yeah.
It seems like on the surface, the government is against men. Society is against men in general. So, men has become a monster of society. A man has become demonized. A man in the process is even becoming more vulnerable. But where does men run to becomes the interesting problem, because it's like every man is kicking away religion. He wants to do it his own way. But God is offering a solace of rest to a troubled man.
Yes.
Yes. I will draw again maybe from Samson, and then you channel me further.
Yes, Mpundis.
We've got the man Samson in the Bible. Very interesting personality. If you follow that narrative carefully, the life of Samson is prophetic.
Okay.
It is ordained by God before Samson comes into the realm of the existing. Number two, as Samson comes into the space of the living, he grows up in a religious setting, not only a mere religious setting, but a strong religious setting for that matter. Number three, when Samson comes into this space, everything about his life is well and clearly directed by God, including the diet and what he must eat. So when you look at the life of Samson and you try to look at the life of Adam, there are parallels there that you can draw. Their lives are prophetic. But because of ego, Samson craves to do his own thing.
Yeah.
Having done his own thing, things go haywire in his life. Now, Jesus at one point says, you know, if it is happening on a green tree, how much more on a dry one? If it happened in the lives of men whose lives were prophesied by God, what about us or the rest of us? So Samson again makes mistakes as a man today makes mistakes. He had the people of faith around him, but despite all that, he chose his own way. You know, throughout all of these things, having elements or support structures, Samson seems to be unredeemable.
Yeah.
But what interests me is that at the end of the day, when Samson dies, he remembers who exactly he is. And he comes back into his senses. Unfortunately, a lot of times, it is God who begins the mission of running after us, but in the process, we are running away from God. So man is actually running away from God from the moment Adam began to run away from God. And God is in pursuit of man. How I wish that he may find man.
So looking at these examples, Mpundiswami, that you have given us, you know, and the encouragement that comes with those people that we are seeing there. So how can men, you know, use their faith, or in what ways should our faith influence men's perspective on failure and mistakes? Because here we are, you've given us, you know, this list of people that born. Now what they've been through this, you know, but they came through. But how can a man now say, I think I'm going through something that, you know, Job went through, that maybe David went through, you know. So let me draw some inspiration from there. How can they do that?
Yeah, very interesting one. I think it is important that men, they understand that the failures and the mistakes are part and parcel of human existence. You know, we come from societies that portray men as supermen. And allow me to say there is nothing like Superman. A man is fragile like any other human being that exists. But the challenge is that man is not taught to express his emotions, because it's like emotions, when they are expressed, they actually can be summarized to what we call a witness. It is good for men to know that God does not cast us away because of our mishaps. Instead, it is our privilege to use our failures and the mistakes as lesson books. You know, we can draw inspiration from our dark moments. That is very much important for us to know. If we are going to approach the future with a clear mindset and attitude, we need to embrace our failures, we need to embrace our mistakes, and we need not to portray ourselves as super to the extent that we are not people that are prone to mistakes. So as we draw lessons from these men of old, we acknowledge that man is vulnerable.
So, because of time, Puniswami, you know, so what coping mechanisms do you find most effective when dealing with failure from a Christian perspective? Because abanye siyabazi, when they are now can't cope, you know, some they hit the bottle, some they do certain things that are not that are not good. But now, as Christian men, how can you now cope?
Very interesting. Let me combine this by saying men are products of society. Society is what makes us up, because it is out of society that we get our values, way of life. And we are impacted positively and negatively by society. But my interest maybe will be much on the negatives that society gives to us as men. Men in general, it doesn't matter, maybe you are Afrocentric or you are Eurocentric. When we are raised up, we are taught to be tough. You know, even as we are raising boys, as we are being raised as boys, we try to be so tough. That element of masculinity, it suggests that crying is a weakness, like I've already said. So a man will rather emotionally break down silently until he's completely worn out, in fear of making his vulnerability known. You know, it's an issue even when it comes to health issues. Men will rather die of chronic illness, because his ego disallows him to cry aloud. But thanks to his psychology that has come to the rescue of men, it is unearthing this particular dilemma or cancer that is eating men away whilst they think that they are manning up. So now, reflecting on how God has dealt with men and women of faith in the past, I think it is encouragement enough to understand that God does not cast us away. You know, faced with a hard decision at one point, David has got this to say in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 14. David says, remember, David is not just a mere boy, a young man of conflicts. You know, he is a powerful man, a warrior.
What a man of what, Mfundisi?
Yes, you know, and someone to pro neutral David. But at one point when Izindomaso zimqakile empilweni, David comes and says, it is better to fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercy is great, than to fall in the hands of men. David understands that if I make a mistake of falling into the hands of men, men may break me up and cast me into darkness. But if I fall into the hands of men, if God does break me up, it is God again who is going to nourish me and bring me back into a proper life. So now, these mistakes that we go through, we need to understand that studying the word of God and prayer become our main weapons when we are in our downs in life. Actually, it is the studied effort of Satan to whisper that God has got nothing to do with us when we falter or are down. And we call that self-condemnation. And a singer sings a song and says, where could I go seeking a refuge for my soul? Where could I go but to the Lord? Yes. And so, it is these rhetoric questions that man must ask himself and run to God when he is down.
So, Mpundisi, as we wrap up because of time, so when men are doing this, does having other men that are going to be helping you or that are going to be listening to you or that are going to be praying with you as you go through these things, does it help?
Can you repeat that again?
So when we are coping with this failure and mistakes, right? So if I have, for example, if I'm a man and I have Pastor Matobela, whom I can speak to, I have Pastor John, I have Pastor, does it help to have, you know, our brothers in arms together so that I'm able to tell them that, hey, this is what I'm actually going through so that they help me to pray?
Allow me to say that, an individual man is not a universe alone. We exist within a circle of the like-minded. It is interesting to note that you might be going through stuff and you think that you have got a unique situation, only to discover when you talk about it that a brother next to you has also been trying to be strong like you, but you have got one thing of common interest. It is the fact that you are vulnerable. Things are bad in your life. So I will submit and say to any man that is there is no man that can exist without an inner circle. Even Jesus had an inner circle. Jesus was not just a man, my darling. Jesus was a God-man.
True.
But in his condensation, he actually embraced the weaknesses of being a man. He had emotions. And for him to survive the test of time, he had an inner circle. My rhetorical question will be, what man will ever exist without an inner circle? Because an inner circle is your inner source of strength. So man needs to have an inner circle, people that he can speak to, people that he can cry to, people that he can run to when things go wrong in life.
Yes. I hope the men have heard, and as they were listening, I'm going to ask that as you close, can you please pray that indeed we become, they allow that vulnerability and they are able to say, yes, here I've made a mistake. Yes, here I have failed, but forward I go, so that they may be able to do that. Can you please pray for us, Mpu?
Yes, as I prepare to pray, allow me to submit that this topic is a very sensitive one. Unfortunately, in the interest of time, we hardly can come to a point where we exhaust all that we have to say. But we'll pray for men so that through this platform, men can find encouragement and be willing to face the world. Let us pray. Our loving and gracious Father who dwells in heaven, we are speaking about the issues of men. The whole world over, it seems there is no platform for men to confront their issues and to express their emotions. Thank you for Adventist World Radio that is maximizing on the gap to have time to speak about the issues of men. Many have become demons of society. Many have become monsters. Every group that exists seems to be trotting down upon men. But we thank you for this privilege to know that when there is no place to run to, there is a place for men to run to, and it is in the presence of God. I pray for men this morning. some are dying slowly but surely in their toxic marriages because they were told that if you cry, you become weak. Some men, Heavenly Father, are going through rough patches in life. They don't have jobs, not because they're incompetent, but because everything seems to be against men. Mm. But they are the same men that must bring checkers full of groceries in the evening. Mm. They go out early and they come out late, but they bring nothing home. When they get home, the attitude of the home environment is determined by what they are or they are not carrying in their hands. And even the Father, home becomes a toxic environment. Beyond that, Heavenly Father, society has put a stigma in man that a man needs to be tough. Allow us to confess before your loving Father that in trying to be tough, we are actually realizing that we are the most vulnerable creatures on earth. Mm. How I pray that you may give us strength. Christ had an inner circle. How we pray that Heavenly Father, you may give us tactics and strategies to confront the challenges that face us every passing day. Mm. Men are up. They've got a responsibility to make sure that the society has got order, their families has got order, the nation has got order, the world has got order. But in the process, Heavenly Father, there is no proper working environment for them to fulfill these responsibilities. I pray that the Holy Spirit may be upon men, that as you guide them, they may be open to your directives. It is our humble prayer that as you continue, you may help us to understand that there is no reason to die alone, because Heavenly Father, the world is crying out aloud, seeking men so that they may come and get help. And God is at the forefront to rebuild men. In Christ Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundis, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us. And indeed, you are right. We cannot exhaust this topic, so we're going to have it at another time. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Same to you there. May God bless us as we continue our day. Amen.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.